The Senate will come to order. Will everyone in the Senate and the galleries please rise for a prayer from Chaplain Gock and remain standing for a Pledge of Allegiance.
From the fourth chapter of James we hear, God gives grace unto the humble. Lord God, we know that you give to the humble the gift of understanding hearts, kindness, patience, and the will to be meek. We know that with your help, we will make right choices and decisions in our discernment and as we see the future unfold. So be present with us this day, and may we follow the path that you have laid out for us to follow. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Madam Secretary, excuse me, would everyone please follow me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. Republic stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Sirpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from the 8th, I can't hear you. You're here, okay. Senator the 8th is here. A quorum being present, the Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, 99th General Assembly of the State of Missouri, first special session on the second regular session. First day, Friday, May 18th, 2018. The Senate was called.
Mr. President.
Let's please have order. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the May 18th journal be approved as though having been fully read.
The Senator from Cole has moved that further reading of the journal for it be dispensed with of May 18th be approved and fully read. Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from Cole, you recognize the calls.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Those with opinion, the motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Cole.
Secretary,
read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, first special session, second day, Friday, May 25th, 2018. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and a May 25th journal be approved as though having been fully read.
The Senator from Cole has moved that further reading of the journal for May 25th be dispensed with and the same be approved as fully read. Does any senator desire to be heard? Seeing none, Senator from Cole, you recognize the close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Those opinion the motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it.
Secretary,
read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, first special session, third day, Wednesday, May 30th, 2018. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the May 30th journal be approved as though having been fully read.
The Senator from Cole moves that further reading of the journal for May 30th be dispensed with and the same be approved as fully read. Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from Cole, you recognize close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Those opinion motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, first special session, fourth day, Thursday, June 7th, 2018. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the June 7th journal be approved as though having been fully read.
Senator from Cole moves that further reading of the journal for June 7th be dispensed with and same be approved as though having been fully read. Zane senators are to be heard. Senator from Cole, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Those opinion the motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Introduction of guests. Senator from the 15th, what reason your eyes?
Introduction of guests.
Proceed.
Special guests.
Without objection, proceed.
Mr. President, we have my Congresswoman, Ann Wagner, if she can stand up. I actually grew up less than a mile from her house, and she's doing a great job representing us in Washington, D.C. Please make her feel welcome.
Will the Senate make Congressman Wagner feel at home? Introduction of guests, Senator from Barton. What reason to your eyes?
Thank you, Mr. President. To your right and on my left, I have two real very good friends of mine. I don't represent them anymore, but I used to. They're from Brighton in Polk County, Missouri. I have Craig Jones and his wife, Graciana Jones. I would ask the body to please make them feel welcome.
Will the guests of the Senator from Barton please rise and have the Senate make them feel welcome today. Thanks for coming. Introduction of guests. Senator from Barry.
Mr. President, to introduce special guest, please.
Proceed.
Mr. President, on my left and your right, sitting over on the side, is a Cassville resident. His name is David Cole. He's been involved in Republican politics for a long time and is a strong supporter of our caucus. So I'd like for him to stand and give him a great welcome.
Will the Senate welcome Mr. Cole and welcome to the Senate. Make him feel welcome, please. Senator from the 23rd, what reason do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President, to introduce special guests.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my left and your right, over on the side gallery, we have my only son, Kevin Eigel. Is about to turn 15 years old, which is difficult for the state of Missouri, Mr. President, because that means soon he will be driving. And he is also starting high school at Christian Brothers College in St. Louis, Missouri. So we're also, in spite of, I see some folks on the dais there, most of us are very excited about that. And this is only the second time that he has been to the chamber since my inauguration. So, Mr. President, I would ask that the body make him feel welcome. And he will stand for the body to make him feel welcome.
The son of the Senate 23rd, please stand and be recognized, and the Senate make him feel welcome. Further introduction of guests. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will order business of announcements, and I ask you to recognize me for announcement.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. For the benefit of the body, we're waiting for a resolution that will be a roll call vote when it gets here from the House. In the meantime, I'm going to make a recess motion for just about 10 minutes till 4:35 for those who need to take a quick break. We will come back in here, hopefully have the House resolution, and then we will go repair to the House roughly at 4:45.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate stand in recess until 4:35 this day.
The Senator from Cole moves that the Senate stand in recess until 4:35 this day. All in favor say aye. Opposed, no. The ayes have it. We are in recess to 4:35 this day. Having expired, we are back in session. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I seek unanimous consent of the body to introduce a very special guest.
Hearing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my left and to your right, I am pleased to introduce Breeze Carter. She is the granddaughter of Al and Jan Carter. She is down here visiting from St. Louis. She's spending the summer in St. Thomas, Missouri, actually. Breeze is in the third grade, or going into the third grade, at St. Francis Cabrini in St. Louis. And I would ask that the Senate help me make this Carter, one of the best Carters I've ever met, feel very welcome in the State Senate today.
Well, thank you. Welcome to the Senate. I hope you have a great time with your granddaddy. He's a great asset to this institution. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you inquire of the Secretary if there are messages from the House? If so, I'd ask them to please be read.
There are messages. Madam Secretary, read the message.
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Concurrent Resolution 1, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully submitted, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Cole.
Without objection, Senate will go back to the order of business of concurrent resolutions, and I'd ask you to recognize me for a concurrent resolution.
Hearing no objection, the order of business is concurrent resolution. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would now move the concurrent resolution 1 be taken up for adoption.
You've heard the motion made by the Senator from Cole. Those opinion the motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those contrary say no. The ayes have it. Does the Senator care to move for the adoption? Explain the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. President. I do. I would move for the adoption of the concurrent resolution. Mr. President, for the benefit of the body, this is the House concurrent resolution has been distributed onto members' desks that would enable us to convene a joint session this evening.
The Senator from Cole. Does any senators are to be heard? Senator Buchanan, what reason do you rise?
To inquire of the Senator from Cole.
Senator Cole, yield.
I do.
Proceed.
Senator, isn't this resolution just a roll of the dice?
You know, I think I crapped out on the last roll of dice, didn't I?
Thank you, Senator.
Any senators are to be heard? The Senator from Cole is recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown,
aye.
Chappelle Nadal, Serapoy,
aye.
Crawford,
aye.
Cunningham,
aye.
Curls,
aye.
Dixon,
aye.
Igel,
aye.
Emery,
aye.
Hageman,
aye.
Holzman, Hoskins,
aye.
Hummel,
aye.
Kehoe,
aye.
Koenig, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan,
Senator from Butler? Votes aye. By your vote of 29 ayes, 0 no, the resolution I have received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. May we briefly go to the order of business of announcements?
Order of business of announcements, Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, after the joint session is dissolved in the House, you are welcome to come back into the chamber. Well, I will be making a sine-die motion on for adjournment on the special session, but we will not have a roll call vote. So if you want to come back, you're welcome. If you are unable to come back, that's understandable. I just want to make sure the body knew what we were doing. Thank you.
Senator Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate recess to repair the House of Representatives to receive an address from His Excellency, Governor Mike Parson.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Cole, the Senate recessed to repair the House of Representatives to receive an address from His Excellency, Governor Mike Parson. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes have it. We are in recess. The Senator's back in session. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming for the body. I move the Senate adjourn, sine die, pursuant to the Constitution.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Cole. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes have it. We are adjourned, sine die, pursuant to the Constitution.